My first guest today is Kathleen Dudley, New Mexico coordinator of the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. We'll be talking by phone. Kathleen is in Taos today for the Global Climate Convergence Conference. And I hope you'll stay tuned for the second half of the program with Christy Higbee, the director of The Other Brother, a film that will be shown as part of the Santa Fe Film Festival on Friday. Welcome, Kathleen.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Hollis. Appreciate your having me on your program.
Well, thanks for getting up early.
No problem.
Tell us a little bit about the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund and what it does.
Yes. The Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund is a nonprofit law firm based in Pennsylvania, and they come and help communities who contact them, such as we did in Mora County 4 years ago, because we were facing drilling and fracking by the largest corporations in the world, Royal Dutch Shell subsidiaries. And they helped us organize, strategize, and bring a community rights ordinance forward, pass that, and they offered us pro bono legal services. And today, Mora County is being challenged in court, so we have a legal team that is pro bono helping our county assert our rights to local self-government.
So let's back up a little bit. The CELDF, easier to say than the whole mouthful, it's a national organization, and it's funded by individuals' donations or grants?
That's correct. People who believe in the work that that human beings have the right to local self-government, have the right to their birthrights, and anyone who is in alignment with that cause and that effort donates to CELDF. Royal Dutch Shell, I do not believe, is one of their supporters.
No, I wouldn't think so. But is this a partisan organization? Would it be categorized as sort of left-leaning?
We are supported by ranchers and hunters and tree huggers, and I think you can say vegetarians, vegans, meat eaters, everyone who understands that today corporate privilege, corporate power is the ruination of our local economies and our health and our ecosystems around the globe.
And so, Kathleen, you're the coordinator for CELDF for New Mexico, is that correct?
Yes.
And so you go around the state doing what? Helping communities?
Well, I wear a number of different hats. I'm a grassroots organizer with Drilling Mora County, and that began 7 years ago. I'm also a secretary of the Mora Democracy School Committee. We wrote the community rights ordinance that we passed with the commission in Mora County. I'm also the chair for the New Mexico Coalition for Community Rights. So when communities contact me when I'm wearing the hat for CELDF, then I will work with them to help them strategize and organize, or I'll go and I'll present at a meeting. The New Mexico Coalition for Community Rights organization really happened when the city of Las Vegas passed their first community rights ordinance in the Southwest, and we knew that we needed to form an organization to be there for other communities to be able to work together, because ultimately we're going toward changing state constitutional law, so we need people who are willing to stand together.
So explain what the community rights ordinance in Mora County says.
Okay. What the community rights ordinance says is that we, the people of Mora County, have the right to clean water, to clean air, to a sustainable future, energy future. We have the right to protect our children's health. We have the right to determine what kind of development takes place within our community, because this is the community in which we live. It is not up to, in fact, we are writing out corporate rights because we are asserting our rights over and above corporate domination within Mora County. So we're basically, we have a Bill of Rights that is saying that hunting, fishing, using our water for agriculture, protecting our children is a higher form of law than corporate privilege as determined for the last 200 years through the court system.
And how did this, perhaps I'm misunderstanding, how did this specific ordinance outlaw fracking?
Well, what it does is it bans drilling and fracking for oil and gas and other hydrocarbons in Mora County. And it does so by asserting our Bill of Rights, which protects our birthrights. It's an out-of-the-box ordinance, but what we see and understand is the current system of law, which is supported and promoted through the states and through the federal governments by giving corporations privilege over and above our local law.
So
we're challenging that.
Yeah, so Kathleen, normally the way our governments are set up, if, for example, as has happened here in Santa Fe County, a corporation comes in and they want to, say, mine, have a gravel mine in the La Bajada area, which happened recently, they have to go to the county, through the county process, to get permits to do all of those things. And ultimately, we rely on our elected leaders to protect us from things that might be bad for us. So why do we need community rights ordinances?
Well, the reason that we need community rights is that our state elected officials were not protecting Mora County. We spent the first 3.5 years working through the regulatory system of law, which is what you've just described, which requires that a corporation receive a permit from the, in this case, the Oil Conservation Division, OCD. What we found was that even the environmental law firms were telling us that we could not say no, and that all of our officials were saying that no, we cannot say no. In fact, they actually regard the legal system as it is written as untouchable, and by treating it as untouchable, they actually validate a system in which corporations prevail before they even set foot in a courthouse. So here we are. We are saying that we're taking a step that is proactive, and we are saying we prohibit oil and gas and other hydrocarbon drilling and fracking development in Mora County.
So let's bring us up to date with Mora County. The community rights ordinance was passed, fracking was outlawed, Royal Dutch Shell subsidiary, which is Shell Western E&P, I think?
SWEPE, yes.
They are suing the county, is that correct?
Yes, and what's really most interesting in all of this is that we understand that law is about judicial opinions. It's one idea over another, and it's the current paradigm. So our rights-based work, our law that was passed legally through the state state statutes, Chapter 14, which gave us the right to pass a community an ordinance, which is a law, and we chose to pass a community rights ordinance banning oil and gas. And so now we have been sued. We're in two lawsuits, and what we are looking at is shifting away from the legal stuff to the cultural issue, making that argument in court and showing that corporate privilege is just a judicial opinion. It's just an idea that the courts have favorably ruled for the last 200 years, and that doesn't it make sense? Is not this of some value to look at the fact that we, in the people, have rights that need to be protected? And is it not correct for us to challenge something that is unjust, not any differently than the suffrage movement that challenged the fact that women could not vote? In fact, it was unconstitutional for a woman to step in a polling booth and vote, or to change law that stated and supported slavery for black people. We are doing nothing differently. We are saying, here is the argument in court. This argument is so long in coming. We are making this argument. We are standing up for the people, for the children, for the environment, for the animals.
So let me break in here, Kathleen. I'm talking with Kathleen Dudley, New Mexico coordinator of the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, and we're talking about a development, a situation in Mora County that's been going on some time. So the county has been sued, countersued, or sued, I guess, by the
two lawsuits,
right, by the oil company that wants to drill in Mora County, and then there are some individuals who are also suing the county. Is that correct?
Yes, there are two lawsuits. One was November. That was the one by individuals. And there is a legal team, the the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, Thomas Lindsay, Senior Counsel, Dan Brannon out of Santa Fe, and Eric Jantz from the New Mexico Environmental Law Center are the three attorneys who are representing the Mora County Commission. In the SWEPI case, there are co-counsels, Jeffrey Haas, civil rights attorney from Santa Fe, and Nancy Long from the New Mexico Association of Counties.
So how long is this apt to go on? Do you have any idea?
Well, the first lawsuit, we're now looking at some scheduling in the court. So we're looking at about a one-year process right now until the next ruling. We still don't have a court calendar for the second lawsuit, the SWEPI lawsuit.
But at least for now, oil drilling is on hold in Mora County until the lawsuit goes through at least. Right.
Yes, there is a law that states that it cannot be begun and that there can be no drilling.
And was this company planning on fracking?
Yes, they're planning on drilling for oil and gas, primarily natural gas in the Las Vegas Basin.
And using the process of fracking?
Yes.
And
yes,
what's wrong with fracking? I mean, we hear a lot about it, but briefly, what's wrong with it? How is it more damaging to the environment than any other kind of drilling for natural resources?
Well, I think it's so significant because this natural resource is one that is being situated as a resource that will make the United States fully a resource colony of the corporations and for the state and the federal government, and put the money solely into the pockets of our governments and into the pockets of corporations. But from a health perspective, from an ecological perspective, we're looking at tremendous water usage. We're looking at between 1 to 8 million gallons of fresh, potable drinking water for every time a well is fracked. That's a desert climate we're talking about, and a well can be fracked up to 18 times. But from a cultural perspective, we know from looking at Headwaters Economics reports out of Montana that any community that is prey to a resource extraction ultimately ends up economically further behind than if they stayed apart from that development. So while people enjoy booms and busts, it's usually the people that are riding the booms and go from town to town. So what's left over is a huge infrastructure for a very small community. And along the way, the culture is chewed up and spit out. And Mora County is a delicate county. It's ungentrified. It has pristine land. It has never been developed. We would look at cultural annihilation, and that alone is something that must be protected.
Kathleen, are you a New Mexican? Have you been here a long time?
No, I'm actually from the home of the XL pipeline.
Oh.
I'm born and raised in Alberta. Our aquifers have been polluted for decades. I used to run cross-country in Athabasca. That land no longer exists there. I happened to find my way down into New Mexico 17 years ago, and lo and behold, I'm fighting for the same issues that my homeland is fighting for today.
So this can we expect that the whole idea of community rights and passing community rights ordinances, do you expect that to be a trend that will spread across the country?
Well, I'll tell you, we're really looking at two things. We're looking at a fence that runs down the middle of the regulatory structure of law and a community rights approach, asserting our rights. And I just ask people, which side of the fence do you want to stand on at the time that the lawsuits come to your community, because we're all fighting to stop it? Do you want to fight for cultural issues and to change something to make a law change, or do you just want to stay within the same structure of law and fight something that you can't win? So I really ask people to consider what your options are, to become very aware and recognize that this is about civil rights. This is about a cultural issue. This is about something as mundane as judicial opinions, one idea over another. So I urge people to stand together in solidarity and join and pass community rights ordinance to work together in New Mexico to change corporate privilege and to write that out on the constitutional level.
I'm talking with Kathleen Dudley, New Mexico Coordinator for the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. That's a big mouthful. And their website is celdf.org. There's a lot of interesting information on the website. Kathleen, one of the things on your website is a discussion of the rights of nature. Can you talk about that? What does that mean?
Well, what that means is that all of us, I mean, Carl Jung spoke about this, and we are a part of nature. In fact, he said, he went so far as to say that when we leave nature, when we separate from it, we develop neuroses. And as a society, I would say this very conversation just shows how neurotic things have become. So we know that nature itself has no voice. The animals have no voice. So within our own community rights ordinance, the rights of nature is a core element, and that is that everybody within our community can stand up and give voice through our law for nature. We can support that through our community rights ordinance, so that it is not acceptable, it's against our community rights law to pollute a stream, to pollute the air, to harm, you know, to damage our ecosystems.
And also, I want to know about Democracy School. You use that in Mora, I believe.
Yes, in fact, I've organized solely and then in committee five democracy schools around New Mexico, and there is one this Friday, Saturday in Las Vegas through the Community Committee for Clean Water, Air, and Earth. The Democracy School is a teaching opportunity. It is presented by staff members from the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. And they come into a community who has requested that they come and talk to them about really how things have de-evolved into the state of today, where communities cannot actually say no to corporate development like uranium mining or oil and gas drilling. And so we are taken through a two-day tour, a tutoring of how that all came about and what a community can do today to assert their rights like Mora County did.
So you mentioned other places in New Mexico. Are there other activities going on in other cities around the state?
Well, it is in this county of San Miguel, they're bringing forward a community rights ordinance to ban oil and gas drilling and fracking.
San Miguel County is where Las Vegas is. Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. Exactly, where they passed the first community rights ordinance on the city level. They're the most prominent. There are other communities that are facing issues like Catron County, large water withdrawal, and citizens there are working on that. There are citizens up in Taos County who are also working on community rights efforts. There are communities in Guadalupe County who are looking at that. There is interest in Santa Fe County, both on the gold and then also on the crude oil trucking through Lamy. But it's something that has to really become something from the community. So we're still in conversations and eager to bring the conversation and the concepts forward, because most people don't understand, even as clearly as it appears to me today, that yes, we do have the right, and yes, it is just a matter of organizing one's community.
And there is on your website, there is a link to an online democracy school. So if you don't live in a community where you're offering democracy school, you can go online and do it that way, right?
Right. Well, actually, any core group of people who come together around the idea of bringing a community rights ordinance forward has the opportunity to organize a democracy school for their community. And actually, that's the best organizing tool I could recommend. That is what we did in Mora County on two back-to-back occasions, and ultimately passed our community rights ordinance with our commissioners. And John Olivas, I must give him hats off and thank him. He's our hero here in Mora County. He is the commissioner today who is leading the charge on the community rights work in Mora County. And
he's a
sponsored
county,
our...
John Olivas is a county commissioner in Mora County, right?
Yes, he is, and he's up for election this year as well.
No. And tonight, you're going to be in Taos, I believe, with him. Is that correct?
Yes. John and I will be presenting Mora County's Community Rights Ordinance and what that means for people across New Mexico.
So that's 5:30 to 7 p.m. You're doing that in collaboration with the Green Chamber of Commerce in
yes.
Taos. It's in the mural room at the Taos County Courthouse. And then also I want to mention on Sunday, this Sunday, May 4th, you're going to be speaking to Journey Santa Fe at 11 a.m. at Collected Works Bookstore. And I think you're going to be giving an update on these very issues, fracking in Mora County and the Community Rights Ordinance.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Are you speaking alone or is someone with you that day?
I'm speaking alone that day.
Okay. And Journey Santa Fe is an open group. Anybody can go at 11 a.m. at Collected Works on Sunday, May 4th. I want to thank you very much, Kathleen Dudley of the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, for being with me. Her website of her organization is celdf.org. Lots of information there. Thank you so much, Kathleen.
And well, thank you, Hollis.
We're going to take a break. Please stay tuned to the Radio Cafe.